our friends and radio listeners, as once again the R.G. Hardy broadcast comes your way proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. We need you to help us to win the lost. And we're so happy that you took the time to tune into the broadcast today, and we hope that you will stay with us as we prepare now to join the servant of the Lord, Brother Hardy, as he preaches a wonderful message entitled, God Became Man. Truly, this is a message that will warm your heart and endear you to our Father and to our Lord Jesus Christ as we begin to understand the great sacrifice he made that he might know us. And we want you to stay tuned as there will be some very special announcements at the end of the broadcast. Let's join Brother Hardy now for God Became Man.
Being found in the habit or in the form of a man, he humbled himself and became what? The creator becomes a creature. The commander becomes a servant. The one that gives commands becomes an obeyer of the commands. He became obedient. He became God's servant. And the word for means that which you are forever. He had God's form. He could never cease to be God. He was much God when he was man than he ever was. But then when he added the form, the nature of a servant, he cannot cease to be a servant. He's forever the servant of God. When you read the Old Testament prophecies, behold the man that is my fellow, behold the man that is my servant. He became to be the servant of God. And that's why he said, I serve not my own interest, but I serve the Father, and of my own self I can do nothing. I have to let the Father tell me. And even in his agony in the garden, he wouldn't usurp his place as a servant, but he pleaded with his Father, let it pass. And the Father said, no. He said, thy will be done. How many say amen? I mean to tell you, I have never gotten over it when God let me realize that forever he has took on the form, changed his God form, took on the form of a servant forever. He is the servant God now. And because he did that in becoming man, so that he could understand man to be the servant of the Godhead, the man, the high priest. The high priest is God's servant. And Jesus is forever relegated to the servant of mankind as God's high priest after the order of Melchizedek, which means a priesthood that never changes hands and is eternal, in that Melchizedek has no beginning or end, or it wasn't counted, made like Jesus, the Son of God, that has no beginning as God and no end as God. And not in the end as man, the high priest of God. And because he was willing to undergo an eternal change in his form, his essence to be, taking the form of a servant, that wasn't the appearance of a man. Don't misunderstand. The next verse talks a part of the verse, and he was made in the likeness of man. But he took on the form, the essence of a servant. Can you get that? Forever now, he relinquished his right to be a co-ruler. Not only as man on the earth, but now even risen. He is not a co-ruler anymore. Don't let that sink in. Okay, let's get the rest of the verse. Because he would effect an eternal change, not only become humanity, and we'd be found in a habit or a fashion or a form or an appearance as a man and truly human, he also took on the essence of a servant, and forever he will be a servant. And because he did that, God has highly exalted him. Amen. And given him a name And name means authority, you know that. Like when somebody knocks on the door at 2 o'clock in the morning and wakes you up and you holler down, quit that knocking! And they knock that harder and you say, quit that knocking, get out of here! Who you think you are? Said, open up in the name of the law. Oh, sorry, I'll be right down. Because he's done that, God has highly exalted him. Everything he gave up, God gave it back to him.
Amen.
And because he will be a servant forever, God in this dispensation has made him the sole ruler. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name or authority above every name or authority, not only in this age, but in the age to come. How many say amen? And as in Ephesians, and has put all things under his feet and given him a name above every name, in this age and in this age to come. And as in the 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, he must reign till he puts all enemies under his feet. And as he said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto him now. John 33:3, and God loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hands. For the Father gave him not the Spirit to him by measure. Yeah. How many's out there? Yeah. And with this all power in heaven and in earth and in our present age, world, or dispensation, and in the millennial reign to come, and after the 1,000-year millennial reign, then death will be done away with. But in this period of time, he is all-powerful because he emptied it out and became nothing. He is everything. That's why when you address your prayer, you must do it in the name of Jesus. It's all in his account. You can't pray in the name of the Father. You can't pray in the name of the Holy Ghost. You got to pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. Amen. And all these people praying God, God can be anybody, Buddha. I mean, God could be one of the million gods in the world. When you say God, that don't mean nothing. That means different things to different people. But when you say the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're telling who that God is.
Amen.
That you're praying to. But after he reigns and puts the last enemy under his feet, then what does he do? He turns the kingdom back to the Father, and the Son himself does what? Becomes subjected to him, an eternal servant. Do you get it? Blows your mind, don't it? That's how much Jesus loved us. I said, that's how much Jesus loved us. Now I can sing that song, Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. Because in the Bible, he told me so, that he would become a servant of man and deliver me out of the devil's hand. Yeah. Yes, Jesus loves me. Whew.
Yes, hallelujah.
How many's out there? I mean, we're skipping the nitty gritty and getting down into it this morning. How many say amen? He laid aside that equality and became an eternal servant. And after he reigns now in 1,000 years, he becomes yet a servant to the Godhead. And that high priest that lives forever to make intercessions for them, and he is able, because he lives forever, to stand before God, and he understands us, and he understands God. And when he goes to the Father and says, Father, forgive them, the Father says, I will, because you know their part, my part, and you know what I demand, and you know what they need. I forgive them because you know what they do. You're touched with the feelings of their infirmities. because you were touched with their sins and the judgment of mankind. Amen. Amen. And you understand what it means to wrestle all night in Gethsemane under the pressure of the devil. Amen. Amen. You know what it is to pray in the fast. You know what it means to be rejected and talked about and spit upon and beaten and mistreated and to be forsook and left all alone. You see, God didn't want to be too hard because His law was harsh and had no mercy. Folks that want to be under the law, you have no mercy. If you sin, that's it. And the Bible said that all posterity of mankind that's not born again is going to sin. And that's why God indicted mankind and it said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And if we're trying to put our justification in the law, then we come up as sinners. And when we come up as sinners, there's no mercy. There is death in the lake of fire. The Bible said the law works wrath. There is no mercy. As in Hebrews, he that died without mercy under the witness of two, you see. You broke one of the commandments. And they brought you before the elders. You can holler all you want mercy. They stoned you to death without mercy. The law was merciless. And God wanted to understand His creature. But He had to show and make sin known to man as being exceedingly sinful. So He added the law because man sinned.
Praise the Lord, saints. I trust that you have been blessed and spiritually inspired by this wonderful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. God became man. Truly, how great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. I believe this message has really caused you to love the Lord Jesus Christ more than ever, as you realize that He laid aside His deity, His equality with God, and took upon Himself the form and fashion of a man, and was even found in the form of a servant, that He may become to us an able and faithful and merciful high priest. The only mediator between God and man is the man, Christ Jesus. This wonderful message is available to you on both CD and cassette. And in fact, we want to offer you something very special today. When you order God Became Man, we will also include the bonus message, The Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory. We will join Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians as he tells us the wonderful, wonderful blessing that is ours because Jesus Christ laid aside His properties of deity and took upon Himself the form of an humble servant, even the form of humanity, that He might know us. We want to send both of these messages to you. God Became Man and The Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory. Please request the God Became Man series and address your check or money order to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.
Go out and win.